In 2011, Appleton parent John Krieger was concerned about the district using books containing profanity and sexual content for a ninth grade class. When district staff held meetings in response to his concern, they weren't open to the public. The court ruled Thursday that those meetings should have been open. Tom Kamenick is an attorney for the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which brought the case.
This is a case about public access to the workings of government, and it's an area that a lot of people care about because if you know anything about textbook choices in school districts, it's that parents care a lot and they want to be able to be involved.
The superintendent of Appleton Schools released a statement Thursday saying the district never intended to be in violation of Wisconsin's open meetings laws. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.